Thank you for tuning in to IGH 260, a one chapter per week, 260 week, 5 year long study of the New Testament. Today's broadcast, lesson number 2 of week number 24, studying Matthew chapter 24. As we begin, these reminders. For all of our free materials, click the word free at internationalgospelhour.com. There you will find links to audio and video files, print materials, ebooks, Bible reading schedules, links to all of these IGH 260 broadcasts, and links to our Bible study courses. For text updates, text IGHFREE, all one word, to this number, 55222. Text IGHFREE to 55222. To study the Bible online, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org to get started, or click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. To study the Bible by mail, call toll-free 1-855-IGH-6988 for a free 30-lesson series, or use the contact form at internationalgospelhour.com to request that series. Two new resources are available at our free page. First, check out John William McGarvey's sermon on baptism. It starts with this premise. Imagine that we have never heard the word baptism. Accordingly, McGarvey scanned the first two chapters of Matthew, and then he slowed down when he reached Matthew chapter 3, where the word baptism appears for the first time. As he worked his way through the New Testament, he imagined that neither he nor his audience had ever encountered the word baptism before. Then he studied each passage with the intent of letting the New Testament itself explain it to me. Whether you do or do not know what Scripture teaches about baptism, you should take the time to read and or hear McGarvey's lesson. It's linked at the free page at internationalgospelhour.com and at facebook.com/internationalgospelhour. Second, we encourage you to listen to the 6-lesson audio series, The Beatitudes, The First Thing That Jesus Taught. Why? It's an interesting text for many reasons, only some of which we mention here. As you read through the first 12 verses of Matthew chapter 5, commonly styled the Beatitudes, you will note that there's no reference to faith. There's no reference to repentance, and there's no reference to baptism. In fact, there's no explicit reference anywhere to God's redemptive plan in these 12 verses. Yet, what Jesus first taught in the Beatitudes was all about salvation. More importantly, it was all about the truths, namely the concepts, that produced a certain kind of individual, that is, their character, that lived a Jesus kingdom disciple kind of way, that is, their conduct. And that, if we get it, provides the foundation, the why, that lies beneath our faith, that prompts our repentance, that yields our will to Christ, first in our immersion into Christ, and then continually throughout life, starting where Jesus started in this text. I, you, we are holy, that is, completely lost before a holy God, and then continuing to the point that we, me, you, all of us, can stand against all the persecution that Satan and his minions can muster. That's the message, in thumbnail version, of what Jesus teaches in this passage. I don't know about you, but I need that reassuring message from Jesus every day. With God's blessings, I hope that you listen to this series and follow the slides along the way. You will find that series linked and freely downloadable, along with the accompanying slides, on the free page at internationalgospelhour.com. And finally, we encourage you to join the thousands who keep up with International Gospel Hour and visit facebook.com/internationalgospelhour and twitter.com/Jody Apple. Let's get back into our study of Matthew chapter 24. At the end of our last broadcast, we were almost finished our study of the chapter's key terms. We will wrap up that study in the next few moments and then start our chapter overview. Because of the length of this chapter, there are too many terms that merit further study. We close our keyword study by referencing a few other key terms and their occurrences, but without comment about their meaning and their significance. The word for heaven appears 7 times in this text. The word translated as son also appears 7 times in the chapter. The term rendered as man or as human shows up 6 times in Matthew 24. Terms for Lord or Master can be found 5 times. Terms that are rendered as slave or Gentile show up 4 times each. Words for amen or truly, forgive, kingdom, elect or chosen, and words translated as tribulation, trouble, and or oppression appear 3 times each. Simply because a term appears less frequently in a context does not mean that it has lesser importance. References within this chapter to Noah, to Christ, to false prophets, and to the flood appear 2 each respectively. But that does not mean that they do not carry significant weight in determining what the chapter teaches. Let's start our overview of Matthew 24. Because of the complexities involved in understanding this passage, our overview will be more of an outline of the text. More details as to the meaning of the chapter will come as we get into our verse-by-verse and thought-by-thought study. Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. It's the introduction to Matthew 24. Jesus was teaching in the temple in Matthew 23, but in verse 1, Jesus left the temple, and the disciples pointed to the temple complex. In verse 2, Jesus told the disciples that the temple would be, quote, thrown down. In verse 3 of Matthew 24, the disciples privately ask Jesus 3 questions. When will these things be? What will be the sign of your coming? And what will be the sign of the end of the age? In Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8, Jesus responded to the disciples' questions. In verse 4, take care that no one deceives you. Verse 5, there will be many that claim to be the Christ, and many will be deceived. Verse 6, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Do not let those rumors trouble you. All of those things will take place, but they do not signify the end yet. Verse 7, nations will rise against nations, and kingdoms will rise against kingdoms. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. Verse 8, but these things are only the beginning of sorrows. In Matthew 24, verses 9 through 14, tribulation and death will come to you. Verse 9, some will deliver you up to tribulation. Some will kill you. You will be hated by all for my sake. Verse 10, there will be offenses, betrayals, and hatred. Verse 11, false prophets will arise and deceive. Verse 12, because of abounding lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. Verse 13, those who endure to the end will be saved. Verse 14, the good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed to the world as a witness to the nations, and then the end will come. In Matthew 24, 15 through 22, Jesus speaks about Daniel's abomination of desolation. In verse 15, when you see what Daniel spoke about, verse 16, those in Judea go to the mountains. Verse 17, those on the housetops leave immediately. Verse 18, those in the fields do not go back for your clothing. Verse 19, woe to those who are pregnant or with young children. Verse 20, pray that your journey will not be in winter or on the Sabbath. Verse 21, because there will be great tribulation. It will be unlike anything since the beginning. It will be unlike anything that will ever be. In verse 22, unless those days are shortened, no one will survive. But those days will be shortened for the sake of the elect. Matthew 24, 23 through 25, Jesus warns about false Christs and false prophets. Verse 23, do not believe it when others find Christ. Verse 24, there will be false Christs, and there will be false prophets. They will show great signs and wonders through which they will deceive, even the elect, if possible. Verse 25, remember, I am telling you this now. Verses 26 through 28 of Matthew 24, Jesus continues to warn about false Christs. Verse 26, when people say he is in the desert, do not go there to find him. When they say that he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. Verse 27, just like lightning flashes, so will the Son of Man's coming be. In verse 28, where there's a carcass, there will be eagles. In Matthew 24, 29 through 31, Jesus tells the disciples about what will happen after the tribulation. Verse 29, afterward, the sun will be dark, the moon will not give light, the stars will fall, the power of the heavens will be shaken. Verse 30, a sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. All of the tribes of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on clouds with power and glory. Verse 31, the Son of Man will send his angels. They will be sent with the sound of a trumpet. They will gather the elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. In Matthew 24, verses 32 through 35, Jesus explains a parable from the fig tree. Verse 32, when a fig branch puts out its leaves, you know summer is near. Verse 33, when you see these things, you will know the time is near. Verse 34, certainly this generation will not pass until these things occur. Verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not. Matthew 24, 36 through 44, Jesus introduces a different time and a different subject with these words, of that day and hour. Verse 36, no one knows the time. The angels do not know. Only the Father knows. In verse 37, just like it was during Noah's day, that's how it will be when the Son of Man comes. Verse 38, before the flood, they were eating and they were drinking, they were marrying until the day Noah went into the ark. Verse 39, they did not know until the flood came and took them away. That's what it will be like when the Son of Man comes. In our next broadcast, we will take up at this point and continue our study of Matthew chapter 24. These reminders as we close, to start our free, self-paced online Bible study, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org or click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. We hope that you can join us as we study God's Word together in our next broadcast.